Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The gun deer hunt for 2025 wrapped up at sunset yesterday. While total results from the nine-day season aren't available yet, DNR officials say hunters registered 90,671 white-tailed deer during opening weekend. That's a 4% increase over last year, but a 1% decrease from the five-year average. Where did hunters have the most success? The Central Farmland Zone made up the bulk of the harvest with a total of just over 57,000 deer. The Southern Farmland Zone brought in the second highest deer total, around 20,000, followed by our own North Woods, which includes counties north of Oconto and Marathon, where hunters registered more than 11,600 deer. One man is dead after a head-on collision on Thanksgiving Day in the town of New Denmark, just east of Highway 43, about 20 miles south of Green Bay. Brown County Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened when an SUV went the wrong way down an off-ramp and hit a minivan head-on. A 37-year-old man from the Two Rivers area, who was a passenger in the minivan, died from his injuries on Saturday. A 68-year-old man and 64-year-old woman, both from Two Rivers, were also in the minivan and seriously injured. A 67-year-old woman from Pound, who was driving the SUV, sustained minor injuries. Authorities say it appears alcohol was a factor in the crash. Village Valloway leaders are hoping to breathe new life into an old strip mall near the corner of South Webster Avenue and St. Joseph Street. Alloway officials just gave initial approval to a scaled-back, mixed-use redevelopment plan for the now-vacant property. The goal is to transform the area into a more modern, community-friendly space. The Packers are kicking off the holiday season in a festive fashion today. The team found the perfect holiday tree for the Festival of Lights celebration and will harvest it in Bellevue this morning. The 40-foot-tall blue spruce is being donated by the Van Boxtel family. They've been decorating it every Christmas since it was planted a quarter century ago. The Van Boxtels say they're excited for the community to enjoy the tree. The tree will be cut down this morning and taken to Lambeau, where it will be proudly displayed on Harlan Plaza. The Festival of Lights celebration will take place at Lambeau Field this Saturday, December 6th. A winter storm walloped the Midwest on one of the busiest travel days of the year over the holiday weekend, but Northeast Wisconsin got off relatively easy by comparison. A massive 50-car pileup shut down the interstate near the Illinois-Indiana border, and a Delta jet skidded off the runway in Iowa. No serious injuries were reported from either travel disaster. Here in the Badger State, the highest snow totals were further south along the lakeshore. The cities of Manitowoc and Milwaukee both declared snow emergencies, with up to a foot and a half of snow in some places. Here in Green Bay, snow totals were between 3 and 5 inches, but travel conditions were still pretty slick for a lot of people heading back home after Thanksgiving. The Packers once again provided Thanksgiving turkeys for local families. Volunteers gathered at the Johnsonville Tailgate Village to prep and pack meals that were delivered directly to people all around our area who are struggling financially, unable to cook, or spending the holiday alone. Volunteers say their goal is to expand the dinner table and help the community feel connected on a day that can be difficult for many. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that 7-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickell.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a little light snow this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 23 with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, mostly cloudy by afternoon with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.